Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's like, yep, the ship of Theseus. Is the same hitman at the end of it? Once every piece has been replaced?
That's true. That's a real philosophy problem, right? Doop doop dee doop. James Miller here, and welcome back to the Lore Boys. I am joined here with
Ethan.
Doop doop dee doop.
Peter.
Well, that was really
cool. And together we're,
I don't know, is that the Kim Possible ringtone?
I think it is now that
yeah. I wanna be what's the Chester? Is that the rat?
Rufus.
Thank you. It's not even close. Okay.
Rufus, yeah.
I'll be Cosmo.
Cosmo. Oh. Well, I'll be Kim then. Call me, beat me if you want to reach me. Yeah, today.
Unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. His name is
Jim Possible. I'm going with Cosmo from Fairly Odd Parents. I've never seen Kim Possible.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
It's the, well, you Jim know what, Possible the episode.
The Jim Possible episode, that'll have to come around next time, but for today, we're revisiting a game that I think we did in 2018, which was Apex Legends. So
I can confirm we've done it. Not, I cannot confirm the year that we did it in.
We did one episode. It was when it was new, because we wanted that sweet, sweet SEO, baby, and we were like, this will never beat Fortnite. We won't even be thinking about it in 2021.
Yeah, so I actually re-listened to the episode, and people are saying, like, our general consensus was people had Battle Royale fatigue, because at that point there had been so many that came out, and Apex was actually on the decline of players when we last talked about it, okay. But I don't think that's the case anymore. It's still strong, doing well.
Yeah, it had staying power. I'm trying to think, because I know, I mean, you're mentioning it right now, that people had Battle Royale fatigue, and I'm trying to think of another one besides Call of Duty, Apex, and Fortnite. I'm sure there's more, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
It's because now the bodies have stacked up between when we did that episode and like what's left over. Like there's the kings that have, there's the three kings now at the top.
There's PUBG. There's PUBG.
Do people still play that?
I don't know, but that's one that existed. That's all I'm trying to think of is ones people, that have existed.
People play it on my Steam and stuff, but it's still not as polished as, let's say, an Apex Legends or a Fortnite where you can dab in front of Martin Luther King and. Yeah,
like I played Apex Legends, didn't learn anything about American history, so frankly I don't think that game is worth playing.
Yeah,
it's true. So this game, like, when I stopped playing, it was mid-season one when we did our last episode, and the battle pass was like really taxing. You would have to play 2.5 hours per day for the entire length of the battle pass just to complete it.
Nah. Not doing that.
That doesn't even sound that much for me, let alone hey, I recorded an episode about Horizon Zero Dawn and then platinumed it the following day, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, Classic WoW did a certain thing to me. Whenever I put my mind to grinding my way out through 100% or whatever, now I can put in the 60 hours in a week on top of a 40-hour course. Yeah.
Toot. 2.5 hours a day is so long, because if you miss one day and the next day you got to do 5 hours, that's like, fuck that. Like, I'm never going to anything like that. I'm never hitting that.
They fixed it up. Like, I bought the battle pass like 6 weeks into it. 40 out of 100 right now, not even trying that hard. For season 10 we're in now, which is kind of crazy. It's been a few seasons.
Yeah.
They release a character every single season. So the last character that came out the last time is Octane. So all the base characters, Caustic and Octane, are in the previous episode. You can check that out. It's A Man Made of Bats, or The One Who's Full of Bats.
That was, the title of the episode, The One Is, yeah, that's the episode, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, do you guys remember anything about the Titanfall universe? Just to set the stage.
Okay, I'm going
to
start because Pete's played the games and probably knows more than me. About Apex Legends specifically, I remember it was a South African man who started the games. Why he did it was to feed the people of the... I know there's like a frontier space where everyone's left the center of the human realm of the galaxy, and there's people in the wild west of space. And there's all these people who I guess were miners, and they made these games for fun. That's all I got. That's it for me.
It's pretty good. What about the Titanfall universe? You guys remember anything of just like even before Apex?
I remember there's like the really kind of standard setup of like colonizing other planets for resources, and then there's like wars based on that. The guy's, I don't remember his first name, but the guy who set it up is Blisk, right?
Cuban Blisk, that's right.
Yeah, okay. I was going to call him Wilson Blisk, but that's just a fusion of the Kingpin from Daredevil and this guy's last name. So
Cuban spelled K-U-B-E-N.
Like, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, because he's the villain in both Titanfall games. Like, he is absolutely the antagonist of the second one, because that game has a plot, but he is also in the first game as the South African one, so... Yep. He's fairly easy. But everything, like, South African characters all blend together in my head as well, where I always think he calls you China, but that's not it. That's the Jackal from Far Cry 2, which I played like a decade ago. or longer or something like that. Oh. But yeah, it's sci-fi based around like resources and corporations and technology out in space, and the frontier is like some colonized edge of it or whatever. It's a very basic sci-fi setup.
Yeah. I'll give you my quick blurb. So Hammond Robotics. Hammond?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They make the most popular line of mech suits. It's like the Model T of mech suits that everybody can get their hands on, known as a Titan. So that's in Titanfall. Like, these are the mech suits that you're fighting each other with. So Hammond Robotics also monopolizes Interstellar Drilling and rebrands themselves as Interstellar Mining Corporation, or IMC.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So IMC is like the evil megacorp that is expanding outwards and outwards and outwards in, I almost said the United States, but no, outer space.
In the outer states of America.
Yeah. You've got the periphery of Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico, which are like the satellite islands in the distant edges of the Milky Way of the United States.
Yep. So yeah, they expand outwards and they do evil stuff. Like, they kill a lot of folks just in the name of getting resources, all in the name of capitalism. And eventually
these were uninhabited planets. Like, they put colonists there and then were just like, well, we got to oppress them now. They're all out there.
Yeah, exactly. They expanded so far that like they couldn't govern everything anymore. So as their borders basically moved inwards and outwards. Every time it moved inwards, the people who were outside of IMC kind of just came up with their own ideas and thoughts and fought against IMC. And it was called like the militia. And the militia could be anyone from a farmer peasant to a space pirate to anyone who just is.
As long as you have a mech suit.
Yeah.
You're welcome to join.
It is exactly like Alaska in that case, where. The constant war against the U.S. government.
Yeah, as long as you don't pay for Coca-Cola and you like fucking up big corpse, then you can be a part of the militia, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's the setup for like where we are in the world, and most of these fights, or pretty much everything in the Apex universe, happens on the frontier. So that's like the edge of where IMC is governing. This is not like in the IMC main city where there's no issues. It's all at the edge where the militia and the IMC are fighting.
Yeah.
So Cuban Blisk, he's a South African mercenary pilot, and he's a prominent antagonist in Titanfall 1 and 2, like you mentioned. And he's the leader of the Apex Predators. So that's his group name. Kind of ties into what we're talking about.
Yeah. He, I think it is spelled like S-E-T-H E-F-R-I-K-A-A-N-S is South African. That's what it says on his passport.
Cool. So the Apex Predators are an elite mercenary unit within the Mercenary Syndicate that was frequently contracted by the IMC during the Frontier War. So they're they're going to take whoever's con. If the militia had more money than IMC, they could have easily been on the militia side, but they just take the highest dollar for whatever killing they got to do.
That's so funny. I've been playing a lot of MechWarrior 5, and you play a mercenary in that, and there's like generic dialogue for like destruction missions or whatever, and some of it is just like, oh my god, that was a civilian parking lot, and I'm just like, ah, I'm just on this planet for the money, guys. Just like, sorry.
Yeah. You're a regular Cuban Blisk.
Or just a regular Cuban bisque. Yeah, I can't do that at all. I haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah, so the insignia, their Titan insignia for the Apex Predators, is a skull, half human and half specter, and the words "I kill you, I'm better" emblazoned on the top.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, he does say that, because in Titanfall 2, every match starts on a dropship, and you and your squad jump out, and then you choose the person who like gives you your motivational slap on the ass, and if you choose him, one of his lines is like, "I kill you, I'm better. You kill me, you're better." I'm like, is that... Are those two complete sentences?
Why did you pick Jeff Dunham with his stupid puppet? You're like, yeah, I kill you, I'm better. Dumb shit. Yeah, so they go for the biggest check. And after the Frontier War, which I think we covered in our Titanfall episode, but it's been so long that I can't quite remember.
I want to say yes.
I think we had to have, yeah.
Yeah. Blisk would relocate to the Outlands and became the commissioner of the Mercenary Syndicate's blood sport, the Apex Games. So the Outlands is somewhere in the frontier where all the Apex Games take place.
Okay.
It's a successor of sorts to the Thunderdome that was organized by the IMC personnel stationed in Kings Canyon, which is the first map of Apex Legends.
Kings Canyon.
Oh,
Kings Canyon, yeah. And Thunderdome is a specific place you could drop to on that map.
Okay.
Have they changed the map in the past 3.5 years that I haven't been playing this game?
I'm lost when I go now. I'm like, okay, that sort of looks where I used to land, but everything's broken down and different. They've actually written into canon, like, some of the entrances of the new characters have changed the maps, which we'll sort of touch on.
Yeah, and, like, Blackwing escaped from the prison and destroyed and, like, flooded Thousand Needles. Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, exactly.
The Outlands, yeah.
I didn't actually look up the names of the maps, but I know there's three of them. One is still King's Canyon, which is the old one.
Can you just play on like different iterations of the same place?
Like, Kings, it's new. Like, it's Kings Canyon. It's the same structure as before, but like you land in the swampland with all these cabins, and half the cabins aren't there anymore. The ones that are there are laid out a little bit different and broken. You can land on the docks in the same way, and most of that's the same, but the way that it transitions into the next place. Kings Canyon, World's Edge, and Olympus.
Okay.
Yeah.
How fun.
And I think World's Edge is the one that is, it looks like a futuristic place. I might have to switch up with Olympus, but you know how like you have farmers' fields, but on a space station, they have them like curved up and going like vertical instead of horizontal, just so you can slot a bunch of them in there. It's like 3D farming space instead of 2D.
Okay, yeah. Is it like Halo and Halo where it's like a ring world or?
No, it's...
I'm looking at it now, so it's very like World's Edge and Kings Canyon actually look pretty similar. There's some like sci-fi like drilling rigs, and there's like clearly an alien mushroom kind of taking the foreground here. Olympus is like a city on a platform in the clouds, it looks like.
That's what I was mixing up. That's Olympus is the one with like the vertical farming. So like if you only had a backyard that was like 10 feet by 10 feet, instead of putting just like 10 feet of carrots, you'd put them all vertical and like at a slant, so you could actually fit 10 feet, then 10 feet, then 10 feet, then 10 feet.
It's like an apartment complex. It's like a slum for vegetables.
Yeah.
Or our Minecraft server when Terry gets done with it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Of course.
Yeah. And another thing on top of the Battle Royale that Apex Legends have that I'm a big fan of is arenas. So it's just 3v3 setups. There's an like Counter-Strike, there's like an income. So you start off with 500 points. You can only buy a certain amount of guns on round one. Depending on your performance on round one, you'll have a certain amount of money to buy your guns for round two. So there's cool strategies where you could like save money and then go all in on certain rounds just to ensure victories and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
a lot of strategy there, and it's 3v3, and I like it because in Battle Royale, I'm so bad at shooters being almost 30 years old. In Battle Royale, like, I'm so rusty, right? I'm like not fighting, just looting, and then after like 10 minutes of that, you're in a fight, and this guy's been playing like, and he's only 22, and he just like headshots me from a mile away. Like, Arena's, I feel like I can work my way up to it and kind of like stay, keep my hands warm kind of thing, and be ready to shoot and stuff.
Baby old dog trying to get back into the game, man. It's just they said I was too old to get it. All these 22-year-old young bucks can't help me.
meanwhile, he's on the map. He's like, what are you doing walking past this blue item on the ground? Come on, you're fighting over there. There's plenty for everyone. Come on.
I'm only playing this because my friend Luis and Sammy and Nick are all playing together. Shooters are not my game of choice anymore with my old age. But at the same time, once you start to get better at the... I played like 40 hours or something like that. Just getting the strategies again, knowing when to go back and heal and when to engage and stuff. Just strategy alone can win you fights other than just aim. But
yeah, most people just describe that as learning, Jamie. You're still capable of doing it.
Yeah.
Almost 30.
I think like when I win a fight, it's because I thought out my positioning and like how I used my abilities a lot more than my aim was better than the guy in front of me.
Okay. Yeah.
More often than not.
That's what I did the first one, because I played that game for a few hours when it came out, and I like, you know, drop and die immediately, you know, play half the game, and then I came in first once and I was like, all right, cool, I know what that's like, and then like never played it again.
Yeah. I've won twice since my recent bout. Both times was with Gibraltar, and I like him. He's my brother.
And your main?
I don't even want him to be my main. I wanted Valkyrie to be my main, but every time I played Gibraltar, I won. So I guess I should just stick with Gibraltar.
don't force it, Jamie.
Yeah. So after the Frontier War, Bliss goes out to the Outlands, becomes the commissioner of the Apex Games. This new incarnation of the Thunderdome was named after the old mercenary outfit of Blisk, the Apex Predators.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned, we already talked about the first 9 characters that were released in the game. So if you're interested in Bloodhound, Gibraltar, Lifeline, Pathfinder, Wraith, Bangalore, Caustic, Mirage, and Octane, go check out The One Who Is Made of Bats or Apex Legends lore, and you can get all the info on that. But for now, I think
that title doesn't describe anything, but sure.
I believe it was Bloodhound, right?
Because Bloodhound was like half bat or all bats. Nobody knows.
Yeah. In bars, they were talking about them. Or them. All we know is they're gender neutral. They have super, like, in the past, they don't say anything about what they're about. And at bars, people will say, yeah, they're a murderer. They're made out of bats. They're whatever. And that's how we got into that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Jamie explaining a joke from 3 years ago. Good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what we do here.
So first character that was released in season 2, I believe, is Watson. So I sent a picture of her. She's got like a nice little orange hoodie, like jacket with like blue
scarf.
That
jacket looks so comfy. It's unbelievable.
It does.
Unbelievably comfy looking jacket. And she's sitting on, is that a robot or a chair?
It looks like a turret. I believe it's her ultimate, which is like an electrified pylon.
Okay, that could be it. That could be it for sure.
Yeah. So her active is she puts down posts. And whenever you put down 2 posts next to each other, it makes an electrified fence. So you put down all the nodes, you make a bunch of crisscross of electricity, and then the fences damage and slow enemies. So she's like a defensive control type character.
It's like barbed wire, basically. It's like a barrier.
Yep.
Yeah, or an electric fence,
I guess.
Or some sort of fence made out of electricity. I don't think it was such a stretch for the listeners.
she used to work on a cattle farm, so she's familiar with setting up an electric fence. So that's her lore.
It's just 2 feet tall. It's just one wire 2 feet off the ground.
Do prisons use electrified fences or just barbed wire in case the power goes out?
I'm sure some
barbed wire.
I'm sure some have used electrical currents in their defense systems to some extent, but yeah, razor wire atop the fence is like the thing to do. Not even barbed wire, but razor wire.
Defense containment system, really.
What's the difference between razor wire and barbed wire?
Barbed wire is like, you take like like a short length of wire or a shorter length of wire, and you like, or you take two short lengths of wire with like pointy tips, and you'd kind of tie them together. So you have like spaces on barbed wire that you can grab with your hands. Razor wire is just like razor sharp wire, essentially. So it's just all like one big razor blade, and like you can't grab it at all. It'll just shred you.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in Mexico City. They didn't have that stuff, but they put a lot of broken bottles on the top of buildings. So if you climbed up, you would cut your hands open. And the locals told me it was a Mexican fence, but I don't know if that's the right term for it.
I always thought that was for birds. That's why they put, to keep birds from shitting on people or shitting all over signs, you'll see signs here downtown with like needles all over them.
Yeah.
And it's to keep birds from landing on it. It, of course, does not work. It's like a bird can land on a cactus, so they still shit all over it, but that's what they're there for.
I've seen the fences Jamie's described to. They like actually like the top, they'll put like a layer of cement on the top, and they'll pour like glass into the cement, or drop glass into the cement. Yeah.
Just a bunch of broken glass, yeah.
That's what your recycling is going to, by the way.
Exactly.
That's on top of a wall. Hey,
that's what happens when you don't rinse the bottles, okay?
Yeah.
They're recycling. I was stuck behind a recycling truck, like, on my way to work one time. It's literally guys with gloves just going through trash bins and separating everything. Like, they're putting the plastic here. They're doing it all by hand into there. I always be so scared of getting a needle or something, but I guess you got to make that money, right?
Comes with the territory. You just don't have it cut for sanitation. Why do you stick to learning Apex, old man? We've got the garbage truck.
Jamie doesn't think that he'd get pricked because of his aim. He thinks he'd get pricked because he didn't take his time to think about his strategy going into the trash can.
Yeah.
It's all about positioning. Yeah. I have like both feet in the trash bin, pulled it over my head. my approach was wrong. Yeah, so her active, she makes electric fences. Her passive is ultimate accelerants. So there's like a consumable that falls on the ground. Your ultimate goes up over like 2, 3, 5 minutes, depending on what your character is. And ultimate accelerants will make that go up by like 30% or something like that. But for her, it fully charges her ultimate, and she can carry more ultimate accelerants than other people.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And her ultimate.
And yeah, she also, part of her passive, she just slowly regenerates her shields over time, which is nice if you're getting in and out of a lot of fights. And her ultimate is she places that electrified pylon. It destroys incoming ordnance and repairs damaged shields. So you put that down and it'll block like some projectiles and stuff.
This is good electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
The fence is bad electricity, but this is good electricity. I gotcha.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Watson will have you believe that she actually used that pylon to electrocute an elephant to death.
Yeah, yeah. Topsy, no. when are we getting the Topsy Apex Legends character?
This is why they didn't let Tesla give free wireless electricity to everyone. It's just elephants.
Yeah, yeah.
So lore of Watson. Her name is Natalie Paquette, so she could live around here.
She's French Canadian. Yeah, oh no,
French Canadian. Yeah.
She's a really familiar face in the Apex games, but for a different reason than most. She's the daughter of the game's lead electrical engineer, Luke Paquette. So he did all the electrical work for the game.
And okay.
She studied his manuals to stay close to him. It was like a father-daughter type thing. And she discovered her calling at quite a young age, that she had a knack for this stuff.
Okay.
So she eventually became such a skilled engineer that she was commissioned by the Syndicate to build the Apex Games modified containment ring alongside her father. So her and her father, that ring that closes on you every single round that makes the area smaller and smaller.
A la Battle Royale.
Exactly. So you can't just stay in the corner of the map the entire game and win that way.
That?
Her and her father created that.
Damn. I wish she'd make it go faster.
Unfortunately, her father died the day it was revealed, leaving her alone.
Was he on the outside of the ring?
That was gonna be my guess too.
Yeah.
No, it's not really, it doesn't say how he died, but it does say that he wished they called the thing the force field and not the ring, so they went against his wishes on that one. All right.
Please call it the force field, not the ring, you son of a bitch. Turn it on, damn it. No, wait, I'm standing over here.
He's really against, like, marriage or maybe J.R. Tolkien or something. I'm not sure what he is, but... Yeah, so Natalie was super distraught. She gets invited to the Apex Games in her time of grief, and she accepts it. No one knows the technical aspects of the arena better than Watson, and anyone who underestimates her is in for a shock. So daddy grief is her thing.
I see you're grieving your fallen father. How about some blood sport to cheer you up, huh?
Pretty much.
Oh, but there's no lore as to, like, she just chose the name Watson because it's a pun, right? Like, that's not explained? She doesn't, like, just like Sherlock Holmes or anything like that?
I think, yeah, it's... I'm not sure where it came from, the name. It doesn't say exactly.
Who's the gorilla in Overwatch? What's his name?
Winston.
It's... I was like, I know it's close. And he uses electricity, so maybe she's related to him somehow.
I found on Apex Legends...
Her dad was a gorilla.
Apex Legends Universe fandom.com, the name Watson partly comes from the word watt, an electrical measurement of power. So that didn't
good. Yeah.
So it is just...
I mean, Ohmson was no good if you wanted to use, like, resistance or anything.
Yeah. Volt could have been cool, something volt.
Voltson?
There's a gun in the game called the Volt. It's a...
What was her dad's name?
It's Luke Paquette.
Oh. Luke Paquette.
Because the name Watson literally means son of Walter. So if it was Walter Paquette, then she could have been like, I want to represent my dad in the games or whatever. But
I think we've already given more thought to her name than anyone at Respawn Entertainment.
Well, someone was definitely like, this conversation definitely happened. They were just like, Volt? No, it's the gun. What? Yeah, that's fine.
Next up is Crypto. So you can see a picture of him here. He looks kind of like an edgy cyberpunk type dude.
He looks like a guy who would spend all his money in crypto.
Yep. True. He's got a little drone that's his buddy up there next to his head. He has a gun in his hand because cool.
He's a cool guy. He's got wires and plugs inside his jacket. I don't know where they go.
Velcro straps on his pants? I'm not sure what those are.
So Watson's also wearing Velcro shoes. I think it's like in the heat of combat, you don't want to fumble your laces. You know, like, when you're under fire, the hole that the rabbit goes into doesn't matter. Just fucking strap him down and go.
I'm gonna say what's this guy's name? Sorry. Nitro?
Crypto.
Right, like the currency. Those are like cell phone cases. Or, I mean, I think they're actually mag cases on his thighs, but in my mind, they're for Motorola crazers. He's got four of them.
Yeah, that could be good.
It's all his different Bitcoin wallets.
Yeah.
I also didn't include his shoes in that picture I sent you, but I just rechecked and it does look like he wears Velcro
shoes. Those are Velcro shoes. Yeah. He did cut off his Velcro shoes and soccer shin pads.
Yeah, it's from a different photo, so this one, it's a good one. This one got his shoes in there. I only pay if there's shoes in it. So Crypto, his active is he deploys an aerial drone. It's a really great thing for a team because his passive is Crypto and his teammates see what the surveillance drone detects up to a 30-meter radius. So basically he throws that up. And if on the other side of the wall there's a whole team and a bag of loot, you can see all of that through the wall.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
You can see the blockchain, and then you don't have to explain it to people at parties anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've... Just a quick aside about Crypto. I don't know if I've told this story before, but one of my buddy's new girlfriends tried to explain it to us once. And then Dara was just like, okay, so it's not...
I was at that party.
Yeah, exactly. Dara was just like, so Bitcoin isn't just boring when people mansplain it to you. It just, like, it doesn't matter who it is. It's just never interesting. I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what the fuck she was talking about.
Yeah. I was talking to her. I was kind of interested.
You're hashing bits. Don't you understand?
So his ultimate is he charges up an EMP blast from the drone. So it deals 50 shield damage, slows players, and disables trap. That's a really good thing to start a fight off with to get that shields down.
Okay. Yeah.
And the slow can really throw people off too for repositioning. And
it's a very fast game, so if you lose your movement, you're finished.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. My favorite character is Valkyrie, and she has like these rockets that she shoots that hits them with like a stun and then also a slow. So if, and she can fly. So if you just fly up around a corner and hit them with that, usually you can just stand right at them and shoot. You don't even have to move your gun because it just sets up the kill really nice.
That's how you do it, baby.
Yeah. He's also a recon character. So in Apex, you can be offense, defense, or recon character or support. Recon, all of the recon characters can scan surveillance beacons, which are these things that are scattered throughout the map, and it'll tell you the location of the next ring closing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's going to be a current ring on the map that everybody can see, and you can see in what subsection of that current ring will be the next ring. So it can really help you set up a defense as the ring's closing, because you'll have more knowledge.
You get there first, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Crypto's real name is Taejoon, T-A-E-J-O-O-N.
Korean, I guess. I think that's a Korean name.
I'm not going to guess.
Because yeah, there is that director Bong Joon-ho who did like Parasite recently. He did some other very good movies. I think he did Train to Busan, which is great.
Taejoon.
I work with a guy named Joon, but it's spelled J-U-N.
And he's Korean.
Joon-hwa. Yeah, and he's Korean.
Yeah, it doesn't turn up anything. I'm going to guess Taejoon is like a Apex Legends name, you know?
Yeah, it's North Korea, South Korea. He's from Space Korea. It's different.
Space Korea.
Yeah, so the lore, his name's Taejoon, and he was an orphan raised on the streets of Suotamo, which I just Googled. It's not a real place.
Okay.
Alongside his foster... His foster sister, Mila Alexander, was there as well. So Taejoon and Mila escaped the life of squalor by becoming computer engineers, as you would on the streets.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Well, there's those, like, there's, like, recycling, like, landfills where people just harvest the precious metals out of computer motherboards. Was that their, like, Victorian orphan job in the future?
Yeah. Yeah, they programmed a computer on a 1997 POX gaming device and were able to get things off the ground. Their whole thing was drones, so like his ability. And they got so good at making drones that the syndicate hired them. And they said, we need drones to scatter across the Outlands to transmit the Apex games throughout people's homes and stuff. So they're like the satellite dish providers.
They're bad.
Great.
Yeah. Eventually, Taejoon and Mila stumbled on an algorithm that could predict the result of any Apex Games match. They found it in the back end of the computer from the syndicate, so apparently they've been able to predict every match forever.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
This attracted attention from all the wrong people, and the next day, Mila disappeared, and Taejoon was framed for her murder.
Yeah, bookies will do that.
With his reputation destroyed and the syndicate after him, Taejoon gave up his identity, his face, and his family in order to facilitate his redemption.
Okay.
Yeah. So he wanted to get closer to the people who framed him, so he wanted to get into the Apex games to kind of destroy it from the inside. But he had some self-confidence issues, and he didn't think he could pass the game's qualifiers, so he hacked into the game's mainframe and put himself in their records as a legend already.
That's amazing.
I don't know. I don't remember what order we did the episodes in, but like everybody's in the Apex games for a reason. It's like they want to get a fucking wish from Calypso. It's like Twisted Metal.
Yeah. It's like Twisted Metal.
One thing you guys laughed at me a lot for is I tried to say slaughtered because someone's brother got killed, and I said squattered. You guys just laughed at me.
Remember that.
Oh, yeah. They squattered him. They squattered him.
They squattered him. And they squattered his sister. And, I mean, once again, it's like, hey, I see you're grieving. Have you tried Bloodsport?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was for
fucking
Bangalore.
Gibraltar's dad or is somebody is dead and he's in the blood sports now too.
Yeah, I think it's been a long time, but I think Gibraltar like did something against his father's wishes, almost had his arm blown off, and his father came to help him, but that caused his father to be tied up in the battle and got his father killed because of his own hubris or whatever.
Got his father squattered.
Yeah, right.
his dad was squattered.
Squattered the shit out of him.
Yeah. So Taejun hacks in to make himself a legend, but he also kind of needed a distraction so people didn't notice this new guy on the scene. So he also planted a bomb or figured out a way to blow up the King's Canyon repulsor tower to serve as a distraction. This used to be on the old King's Canyon map, and it wasn't anymore by the time I played this time.
Hey, probably. New guy, huh? How'd you find the qualifiers? Beep, 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 beep. What you got there, detonator? I got a couple of those myself.
Terrorists win. Yeah. So this allowed the entry of hostile wildlife on a King's Canyon and disruption of the game. So there's actually trials and stuff you can do in the middle of a battle royale. You can go into this little like cubby, press a button, and it starts something called the trials, and you have to fight these like giant demon dogs, and if you kill all of them, it opens up a hole in the wall with a bunch of loot in it.
Are they the lizard kind of things from Titanfall 2? Because you do fight like giant like panther monsters in that.
That sounds right. It's been so long since I've played Titanfall 2 that I can't quite remember, but it probably is since they're this
big lizards. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so canonically, this is when they added another map because King's Canyon was disrupted after that bombing, so I think that's when they added in either Olympus or the other one that I'm forgetting the name of, World's Edge.
World's Edge. World's Edge looks more... Like, just the way that they had them listed on the EA.com was...
Looks like number two.
Yeah, it looked like the number two one.
Yeah, I agree.
Peter? Next up is... Sorry, just before we leave Taejun, Mila, his sister, that name has roots in Italian, Spanish, and Russian. So
I figured she was Russian based on... Yeah, okay, good. Papers, please, is all I'm saying, just before you hack your way into the bloodsport.
Next up is Revenant. So he looks like a robot, man.
Well,
he's a scary-looking robot. Yeah.
He wasn't always a robot, man. Nick, who I play, Luis usually plays Octane, Nick usually plays Revenant, and I usually play Valkyrie. And Revenant, he's so rude to other people.
Is your friend Nick just being rude to you and telling you that it's Revenant? Or
No, I've seen it. I've seen it happen. You could press... whenever you pick up an item or ping it for someone, then you go grab it. Like, if someone pinged it first and I grab it, then I have the option to say thank you, and they have the option to say you're welcome.
Okay.
And whenever Revenant says thank you, he's like, don't think I owe you after this, or like, and he's always like,
he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's, you know.
Yeah. Revenant doesn't have a thank you gesture, so he's a bad guy.
Revenant against the world.
He also refers to people as skin bags.
That's a classic. That's a classic robot thing to call. I think Bender called that people that in Futurama. Maybe I don't know. That feels like a classic robot dunk, if you will.
Yeah, he's so different from Pathfinder. Pathfinder's like, look over here, new shield, friend. When like Revenant like rings closing skin bags, better get out of my way. You know? Like very, very different characters.
So I did Google robot calling people skin bags. The top one is consumer.ftc.gov robocalls, FTC consumer information. So I guess it's a problem right now. But it does state that it does not include the term skin bags. So
you don't get those like automated calls during tax season. It's just like rings and rings and rings, and there's just a delay, and there's the automated voice is like, ni hao, skin bag. Yeah. Like, oh, damn it. Chinese robots got me again.
I found the TV tropes page for call a human a meat bag, not a skin bag.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've never played KOTOR, but the robot in that Star Wars game calls you like a flesh bag or a meat bag or something as well.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's got a really cool set of abilities. It's like it didn't really exist up until this point because he has a silence. You throw a device that deals damage and disables enemy abilities for 15 seconds, which is
that's so long. That is so long. Oh my god.
Yeah. He also crouch walks faster than the average character, I think 25% faster, and can climb walls much higher, like 5 times. Like, I watched Nick run up to like a silo and just like skitter his whole way up to the top of the silo. Like, you can climb so high.
Can't hide your grains from Revenant, apparently.
Yeah. I'm here to reap your corn.
He like sees a scarecrow. Watch it, skin bag. Yeah. His skin's actually a bag in that case.
You're more of a bag skin, I suppose.
Even like short walls, he climbs up them faster because like normal character decelerates at the top of the climb, like as you're pulling yourself over, but he doesn't have that. He just goes right on over.
He has pointy fingers and no muscles. Does that have anything to do with it? He probably can't get tired.
He used to be human, believe it or not.
I don't, but you did set that up. So I
Yeah. So his ultimate is really cool too. He drops a totem that protects you and your team around it from dying. Your shields disappear, but you have full health. And it's once your health goes to zero, you resurrect with all of the shields you had before and full health.
Okay, like a Revenant is a vengeful ghost or something like that. So his name makes sense, yeah.
He's very vengeful.
Yeah, so he used to be human. That's interesting, because I know there's like the guy who runs fast ran too fast for his legs and they broke off, which is why he has like prosthetics now.
That's Octane, and he blew off his own legs as an homage to the people who run the time trials, the speedrunners who throw grenades at their own feet in the gauntlet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In Titanfall 2. So he blew off his own legs getting the record. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Revenant used to be human. He used to be the greatest hitman in the Mercenary Syndicate. He used to look in the mirror and see his human face looking back. But then one day, he finally saw what he'd become at the hands of the Mercenary Syndicate and Hammond Robotics. A walking nightmare of steel and vestigial flesh.
Oh, it wasn't like somebody ordered him to take a hit out on himself and he poisoned his own Cheerios or something?
Job's a job. It's a living.
The pelican shoots himself in the head.
Yeah. So he became a simulacrum? Revenant. He first booted up in 2420. Blaze it. But it took another 20 years for the robotic shell to function properly. So they're actually turning him more and more into a robot without him even noticing. He's so good at killing that they just needed him. So for 3 centuries, Revenant had been an agent of death for the Syndicate. You just type the name of the target and a day later they're dead. The anime.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched that one, but it's hard not to know about it in today's day and age.
On our Discord server. I mean, we love you guys, but fucking weebs.
Loreboy's body pillows win.
Oh yeah.
As soon as Peter gets off his ass, man.
We gotta get them manufactured.
So when Revenant himself dies, his masters resurrected him over and over and over again, snatching him from death's embrace and programming him to actually forget. So as he became more and more of a metal monster, they just kept programming him to forget.
Okay.
What was it this time? It was death by loss of pinky fingers, sir. Well, slap a metallic pinky finger on there and get him back out there. It's piece by piece. It's like the Ship of Theseus. Is the same hitman at the end of it? Once every piece has been replaced?
That's true. That's a real philosophy problem, right? Like, are we the same people we were 10 years ago? Because all of our cells are pretty much replaced, but our experience has been constant, so... When am I going to kill someone, you know?
Whenever you want, really.
When am I going to poison my Cheerios?
It's just like, just that one clip taken out of context is going to be like the next like video games make you violent is Jamie does some crime, and that's the one clip the police have.
Or if Jamie ever gets a documentary for being a serial killer, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know where he's been.
Is that the guy who poisons the Cheerios? He's the serial killer.
Boo!
Hey, you guys set it up.
I walked right into that one, man.
Yeah. So one day, he kills two people that are kind of special, and we'll find out why. Marcos and Alonza Andrade.
Okay.
And he looks in the mirror. Who now?
Marcos and Polos.
Marcos and Alonza.
Oh.
Isn't that a chicken place?
Marco Polo is a game that you play in a pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But there was like Marco and Angelina was a restaurant here or something like that.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's Polos, not Pollos, which is chicken in Spanish.
Yeah, Pollo. Pollo is chicken.
So after this murder, he looks at himself in the mirror and he actually sees himself for what he'd become. He saw that awful metal monster. And he kind of had a revelation that people have been tricking him all this time and have completely robbed him of his humanity, even though he was kind of a serial killer before that.
Yeah, how did they swap out his entire body for prosthetic limbs without him knowing exactly?
Well, because they said they could erase his memory. So they erased the memory of his dying.
Oh, that's
I assume
true.
They just reprogrammed his brain. I don't know how they kept bringing him back from the dead. I guess that's a technology that exists in this universe now. But. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like they just probably just said, like, oh, make him also forget that he didn't always have a robotic femur, you know?
Right. They just have a restore point before the time where they asked him to kill both his parents.
Exactly.
Yeah. Download the vampire patch so he can't see himself in mirrors.
Yeah.
he can only kill you if you invite him into your home.
Hey, boss. Hey, boss, done with that job. What's for lunch? I got garlic bread. Oh, no!
So he swore that he would hunt down every last person who put him in this situation, but more than two centuries had passed and they were all gone, or so he thought. So the return of Hammond Robotics to the Outland had renewed his thirst for vengeance, because they're the one who did this to him. He snuck into their facilities and trying to find out more about himself. So this is actually a really cool lore thing that happened. For season 4 or 5, I forget which one we're at, they teased that the new character was going to be named Forge. And this was like a Doomfist type character. It was all about punching and knocking people up in the air and like pulling them closer to you. And they put it in the game, so people data mined this character named Forge. But on the video where they released him in an interview, Revenant comes out of nowhere and kills the guy. And Revenant's actually the new character. Yeah,
that's a cool twist.
Yeah,
yeah. So, he goes all the way to the Outlands and he kills Forge. This is not the first person he killed or the last. He wouldn't stop until everyone connected to Hammond is dead. So he stays in the games just to kill everyone who's associated with the people who made him that way.
Yeah, kill the Hammond Robotics guys and all their staff for working there, right?
And all them skin bags,
the unpaid intern especially, the most evil of the group.
How could you make me into such a monster? I'll kill you for it. I brought you bagels.
That's garlic cream cheese. Next up is Loba. She's really good character. She has one of the higher win rates the last time I checked.
She's fine as fuck.
Yeah, they make all the women like very thick in this game. I guess it sells the V-Bucks or whatever it is in this game.
She's got a stick.
It's from all that wall running. It really it works out your glutes and your quads.
Yep.
It would.
Yeah, gravity's much higher, I guess, on that planet too. So they all have really thick thighs.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Look at Gibraltar, man.
Full oatmeal there. That's the thing I'm poisoning. So thick.
So she's kind of similar to Symmetra a little bit from Overwatch. She has an active where she can teleport to hard to reach places. She throws a jump drive and she can teleport to the jump drive.
Okay.
So You can like throw it behind you, go into a fight, then teleport back behind the wall. You can do more like sneaky things, like throw it to a wall behind where your enemies are and then teleport behind them. And
is that like this scepter she's holding?
I'm not sure exactly what the jump drives look like. I didn't unlock her yet in my game.
Okay.
But we do know where the jump drive came from. Her passive, which is kind of cool for the loot mongers, is nearby epic and legendary loot can be seen through walls.
Oh, that's a great passive. Holy shit.
Yep. You can go straight to the good stuff. You can, and her ultimate is she places a portable device that allows you to teleport nearby loot to your inventory. So I don't know exactly how it works, but I have accessed it. It basically looks like this little crystal that just kind of floats there, and it's called a black market. And you can go up to it, and everyone on your team can take two things from it. So you're like, I don't have a good sight for my sniper. Let's check if it's on the list. I need also armor. So you can take a sniper scope and armor. And it really helps fill out your legend when you just didn't get that add-on that you needed or that weapon that you needed.
And it takes something from you in the future, but doesn't tell you what.
When I read it now, it seems like it'll take everything in the radius. Like all the loot in the radius nearby just shows up in the store and you can take it.
Okay. But
I'm not sure if it exactly works that way.
The place between the portal in and grabbing the loot out is quite damp.
Maybe it's
I don't know what that's about.
Maybe it's like all the stuff that gets lost in previous rings or something.
Could be.
It's a bunch of unsorted recycling. You're just like, I don't want to get cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a broken bottle.
I'd rather not get a syringe. Jamie's just standing 2 feet in it.
Right? I saw a really cool play with her where her and her two teammates, they were kind of stuck up on this ridge with the ring closing behind them. And to leave their ridge was to give up like a perfect spot kind of thing. And they were able to just like keep refilling their ammo, keep at like upgrading their stuff without leaving this ridge, because every 3 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever it is, she kept throwing down her ultimate. So people grab two items. So. Okay.
Pretty cool. Like really have to dig in.
Yeah, exactly. It makes you have to run around and loot less. So it's cool. So when Lobo was 9, Revenant killed both her parents, which was the Marco Polo from earlier.
Oh, okay.
So her parents dying was the thing that set Revenant off, like made him not a robot anymore. He's still a robot, but knowing who he used to be. But she was left with nothing.
It gave the Tin Man the heart, sort of cliche sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the killing heart.
Yeah.
The murderer's heart.
Yeah, Tin Man lies his way into Emerald City so he can kill the wizard or something. I've seen the movie.
Yeah. So, left with nothing, Lobo was given to a foster family. But like her mother and father, she quickly found out that she was great at being a thief. So, she started picking pockets and her skills improved. She used every tool at her disposal to lift herself from the gutter. So, she just stole her way to the top.
Okay. Like Aladdin.
Prince
Aladdin
Ali
had magic.
Yeah, but he stole the magic.
Oh, that's true. I mean, it was just left there in that big sand lion head.
No, the sand lion specifically said, don't take that one thing. You take anything else.
And touch nothing.
He
but
stole
the
that.
Lamp.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I haven't seen that movie in a while either.
What's it called? Like when a song has been around for like 150 years, then everyone can use it without having to pay for it anymore?
Public domain.
Yeah, so it's a public domain lamp. It's been in that.
Yeah.
So long,
that's it.
Right? Yeah. Public domain magic.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
come
not.
On.
It's Aladdin's a libertarian, and he doesn't believe that the state of Lionhead has any say over what he can and can't do.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So everything changed for Loba when she broke into a supposedly impenetrable facility. Wasn't for her because she got her hands on the jump drive tech stored inside. Now she has a teleportation bracelet, so it's a bracelet. That's how it works.
Okay. Oh, the jump, is it like a smaller version of whatever they use in a spaceship?
I guess so.
Okay. Sure. Warboy's cannon, yes.
Yeah. And this made her an even better thief, because now all the things she could do with just her normal self, she also can teleport through walls and crazy shit like that. So she really took off. And rumors spread across the Outlands. If you wanted something valuable and well-guarded, Loba's who you go to. She was almost able to put her past behind her, but then Revenant joins the games and her past catapulted into her future. Desperate to find a way to kill him, she found out the truth about the simulacrum from her friend Jamie, pull up the clip, and successfully sabotaged a facility full of revenant bodies. So I guess he had backup bodies, like this huge underground place. And this brought Skulltown and Thunderdome crashing down in the process, which were two spots in Kings Canyon where I used to drop hot with the boys, but don't exist no more.
That's kind of neat that he had a bunch of spare bodies, like just in case he gets killed. He's backed up on the cloud and then has a bunch of like manufactured bodies. Because I thought he was kind of a cyborg where maybe he had like a human heart or like some organs or something left inside, but he's just a computer and you just swap out the hard drive.
Yep.
Yeah, like what a simulacrum is essentially that, like an empty vessel that you can just put a consciousness into. Like you could throw a copy of your consciousness into a simulacrum.
Right.
Would you guys do that?
I don't know if I want to live for centuries.
Yeah, but would it be you? You know, you would still die, but some version of you would go on, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what the entire game Soma is about, actually.
There's a Black Mirror episode about that, too, where they take every email and call that your lover have ever sent out, and then they recreate their personality, but it's not quite them because it's based on how they write in emails and stuff like that. Okay. And
Every time I say goodbye to my family, I'm like, thanks, Peter O'Donoghue. Yeah,
cheers.
It ends up like being okay. Like, the guy who died actually catches on and does some of his old jokes, but in certain situations, like, he, like, fucks real good. That's one thing they showed off, but...
I talk about how good I fuck in all of my emails. All my emails. You know that shit's getting backed up.
I usually include it in the subject line, just so it really sticks out, you know?
Yeah. Right. I-R-E, laying pipe, and then it's just an unrelated email about work.
Space hyphen space, Ethan... Hog Wild Palmer.
Yeah. Anyways.
DC Raw Dog McGraw.
Didn't work out so good for the people in the show, so I'm not sure how it would work out for us. I think I'd try it because I'm going to die no matter what, so maybe if my consciousness somehow is preserved, that would be cool, but it's hard to say that it would be.
Yeah.
I probably would. Again, it wouldn't really be me. It'd be another consciousness of me, right?
Yeah.
Walking around. Although if it was like a Ethan, there's a revenant out to kill you, and I could just throw my consciousness into a homunculus to let that chump die, no problem. Then I get to go on living, right?
Okay, I see the decoy robot strategy.
Well, a homunculus is like kind of like a bad clone or something, right? It's kind of like a little flesh golem.
Yeah, homunculus is like its own thing, often depicted as like a little. I want to say, like, homunculus is, like, from the Bible or something, but I'm probably wrong about that.
Yeah.
Is a representation of a small human being. Popularized in 16th century alchemy and 19th century fiction. There you go.
Oh, my God, these pictures are awful.
Of homunculi?
Yeah, the homunculus man, it's, like, just a guy with, like, a really skinny body, hands as big as his head. He's got, like... decent dick on him.
Oh yeah, so what it is, I think this is like a visual representation of nerve endings to your brain. So if the number of nerve endings that go to your brain were represented by how big the parts of your body are,
so all the erogenous zones are just giant. Okay, well, on that note, how about we come back after the break. Welcome back from the break. Next up on our list, we have Horizon. So if you guys go on down, that's the red-haired one with like the teal, or is that teal?
Yeah, that's teal.
It's like a cyan-y kind of. Yeah, it's more teal, maybe.
It's like a red-haired lady in what's in like most of a spacesuit, I guess. No helmet, goggles.
I guess we didn't say for Loba, but no Velcro. Horizon. No Velcro. She's kind of just got like plate coverings on her feet. Loba's just wearing nice, tall, seamless boots. It looks like zippers, maybe.
They probably zip up in the back.
Revenant, we didn't pay because no feet. So
Horizon, it's really a lot about moving around in the air. So those strengthened legs that you see there are probably like landing gear.
Impact absorption.
Yeah. When for impact absorption, you want really rigid metal around your legs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So her active is she reverses the flow of gravity, lifting players upwards and boosting them outwards when they exit. So you can like throw you and yourself, you and your team up in the air and kind of reposition.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Her passive
now, she give her team the impact absorption soccer shin guards? Or is she just like throwing people to like broken shin bone territory all the time?
No, I was gonna say everyone in the Titanfall universe has the jump kit. So there's no fall damage in any of the games because you've got the hip mounted rockets that let you run on walls and shit.
Ah. Yeah.
Kick you right before you hit the ground so you don't knock off your Velcro shoes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a normal character, when they fall and they hit the ground, there's like a 0.3, 0.4 second time where there's like a landing animation before you can take off sprinting again. But she doesn't have that. So her passive is fall impacts are reduced because of her custom spacesuit, and her air control is better too. So she can actually strafe in the air while falling much better than someone who doesn't have one of those suits.
Sick.
That's pretty neat.
This sounds like the character that I would play.
Yeah.
Right.
She also, her ultimate is a micro black hole that pulls in players towards it.
It sounds more like the kind of character that I would want to play.
Yeah. I like Valkyrie, who has a similar moveset. She can fly around. She has like that stun, and her ultimate is like a reposition where you like, we'll talk about her more another time, where people can like latch onto the side of you and you go up higher than the tallest balloon in the game and you can fly like a quarter of the map just every time you ultimate with your whole entire team. So I like her for that, but it seems like Horizon would be a fun one too, because she has a lot of
love handles were going up.
Yeah. So this has some like interstellar vibes to it. She's like a space traveler, and almost a century ago, the Outlands were dangling on the edge of a cataclysmic energy crisis. So Dr. Mary Summers, charmingly eccentric physicist, which is her Horizon is Dr. Mary Summers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She was hired to find a solution for the energy thing. So she moved her family to the scientific research station on Olympus, which is the third map we talked about, and set to work. With the help of her apprentice, Dr. Reed, Mary discovered Branthium. It's an element that she was convinced could be the key to limitless energy. But the only problem is you can only get this stuff on the accretion disk of a black hole.
Okay.
Hard to get, we'll say.
Yeah. I don't know that anyone's
getting spaghettified.
Yeah. See, bet she's not Italian, huh?
then she'd know how to deal with it. She'd be able to solve the spaghetti equation, which is what holds back NASA these days.
Right. But Branthium could only be found in the accretion disk, like I said. And so Mary and Dr. Reed departed on a dangerous mission to prove her theory right or wrong.
Now, I wonder if this is a reference. Dr. Reed is Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four, and he gets his Stretch Armstrong powers from like space, like a space accident as well. So that might be a reference.
Could
be.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
Darnell, let us know.
So Mary has a son. Mary had a little lamb, I almost said. Yeah. But her son is named Newton. Maybe after Isaac Newton, the famous scientist?
Maybe.
The apple guy.
Yep.
I believe it means ton of newt. If her father's name was Newt, then maybe. But.
Okay. Okay.
It's a coincidence.
So Dr. Reed actually betrayed Mary because her theory was right, but he stole the Branthium and sent her shuttle into the black hole's orbit. Isn't Dr. Reed the guy in Interstellar that also betrays him, that played by Matt Damon?
I don't know. I could pull that up.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't remember.
Matt Damon, Interstellar is... Oh, sorry. I didn't get it right at the top of Google. Give me a sec. Man, Dr. Man.
Man, okay, sorry.
Okay.
Man Dr. Damon.
I was sitting here like, he's in that fucking movie? What? Like, yeah. I don't remember him in that film at all.
Yeah. Towards the end.
Yeah, it's like,
he's a guy who, like,
it's almost a cameo appearance. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's shocking when you see him.
He's like the, he used to be the best, bravest scientist, but he wakes up and he's like the biggest bitch ever because he almost died on a planet by himself. And then he, like, tries to damn all humanity just to save himself, kind of thing. He's a dick.
He basically went through what Matt Damon's character in The Martian went through, where he got stranded alone on a planet and couldn't deal with the isolation. Whereas in The Martian, it's all about him overcoming the isolation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matt Damon lore next week.
He's from Boston, okay?
Yeah. So yeah, the Dr. Reed betrays her, steals the Branthium, gonna take infinite energy back home and be the hero, sends her into the black hole's orbit. Mary, being a great scientist herself, uses her wits. Her whip.
She conveniently had it with a lasso or something. Get out of there.
And she squatters the black hole.
Yeah, before all by herself.
She modifies her robotic vacuum companion because apparently she had a Roomba friend before.
I mean, you would, right?
It's a classic, like, MacGyver sci-fi solution. You just take a random, like random sci-fi, like, household objects. You just, like, start pulling out plugs that all fit together, and all of a sudden she's got a jetpack that's, like, the propellers have the little brushes on the bottom of the robot.
What do I got? What do I got? iRobot, okay. Bullwhip, check. Okay, we're getting somewhere here.
Wasn't that, like, the movie Armageddon from, like, forever ago? Like, you gotta figure out how to put a square into a circle, and they're taking, like, toilet paper rolls and everything, and that's how they get back home.
I don't think it was Armageddon. I haven't Armageddon, seen that movie they since get back, it was new.
Yeah, Armageddon, they get back home by leaving
Bruce Willis on the meteor.
Yeah. On the asteroid. Yeah.
Speaking of Bostonians, Ben Affleck, who's in that movie, was, like, talking to Matt Damon, and on the DVD special, which, again, we may have talked about, he was just like, so when we were doing the script reads, I was talking to who's the director? Fuck.
Of what?
Of Armageddon.
Don't know.
He did Transformers. Oh, it's Michael Bay. He's like, yeah, I'm talking to Michael Bay, and I'm just like, why is this a movie about teaching drillers how to be astronauts? Couldn't you just, like, teach astronauts how to drill? And he was just like, and then Michael just looked at me, and he was like, shut the fuck up, Ben. This is like you could just tell them, teach them how to use a drill. You just point it at the ground.
Yeah, yeah. It's way easier than teaching a driller how to be an astronaut, let's say.
Yeah, exactly.
So she uses her wits. She grabs her robotic vacuum companion named Newt, N-E-W-T, which I didn't see what that stood for, to escape. But time moves differently on the outskirts of a black hole, as we all know. Everyone does their relativity homework, I hope.
Yep, I did.
And by the time she gets out, 87 years have passed, and her son has already passed away.
Oh.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to do the watch thing from Interstellar to send her kid Morse code on a bookshelf.
Got weird in the end.
So yep. Mary is determined to fund her research to find a way to go back in time and be with her son and kill Hitler. Wait, I'd put that last part in. But.
Probably, though, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, her son is a lot closer, so she could just, like, get there, be a good mom, and then could carry on.
Right.
Yeah. We talked about it earlier. The movie Valkyrie with Tom Cruise is based on the conspiracy to blow off Hitler's pants, which is all those guys managed to do.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, too. I was going to say went back in time to kill the table leg, but...
Yeah!
Apparently a table leg stopped a bomb and just knocked Hitler's pants off or something.
Never heard
of this. There was guys within the Nazi party who wanted to assassinate Hitler, and they had a briefcase bomb, but the guy put it under the table when he was, like, standing next to Hitler, but there was a table leg in the way, so when the bomb detonated, it just splintered the leg. Hitler obviously did not die, and just the splinters just, like, shredded his pants. Like, that's all he got to do.
Damn.
Yeah. So we got to go back and kill the table leg so that that guy could have killed Hitler in the time, right?
Yeah.
That seems like the least obtrusive way to do it. So
yeah. Assassinated table.
Go to the bunker. Hitler's killed himself. His pants also have killed themselves.
But something bad would happen. You'd take the table leg away, then Hitler would put his coffee on it, then it would, like, tip over, then he would move to the other side of the room, and somebody who was important to the war would have died or something.
It's like, Final Destination, the only character is Hitler, and he never gets killed.
Yeah.
He he keeps having visions and shit.
Yeah. It's just Mr. Magoo, but Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna go. With angels and shit dropping behind him.
Yeah, that's it. Walks off a loading bay onto like a forklift carrying a pallet by and lowering it at the same time.
Yeah, the board.
Yeah, walking through like a busy street, and he's just missing all the cars somehow.
Oh no, Hitler walked into that construction site.
Oh, yeah.
mein Führer, your hard hat.
Yeah. So she wants to go back in time, kill a table leg, and also be with her son.
Right.
She joins the Apex Games as Horizon, Master of Gravity, just in time for that season where she joined.
How about some Bloodsport to cheer you up?
Oh, but that makes sense in canon, because they do have the time manipulation device. Yeah, there's that entire level where you just like clip to the past in Titanfall 2.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah.
The glove.
Yep.
Cool.
She must have been the one to make it.
There's a few more characters left in the Apex universe, but I think I'm going to throw them away, and then a couple seasons from now, when we have some new guys or girls or anything in between, we can get
or robots with their memories uploaded into them.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Members of the cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could probably do a part 3 sometime. I'm playing Apex right now. I'm having a lot of fun with it, loving the arenas, loving getting beat up by 22-year-olds. That's been me.
Nice. Thank you, Jamie. Anyone who likes the show, wants to help us out, feel free to leave us a review on whatever podcast app you are using. Tell your friends. It helps probably more than you guys think. Send us some lovely messages sometime. You can find our Discord, loreboys.com/about. There should also be links to it in the description to this episode. But if for whatever reason those don't work, you can go to the interwebs, loreboys.com/about. Peter, anything that you want to plug and or add?
At Loreboys Podcast on Instagram, if you want to check out our title cards. If you want to buy merch or recommend merch, it's tpublic.com/theloreboys.
Body pillows.
Yeah, if you want a body pillow, if we can figure out how to make them, I think that would be hilarious. I've always wanted the sexy fireman calendar, personally. But the reviews on the app is good for the SEO and the algorithm. It's more important than ever spending any money. So if you can just thumbs up, 5 stars, whatever, do that before you do anything else, for the love of God.
Before
5-star review on iTunes.
Before you put down that briefcase under that table, next to that table leg.
Yeah, consider the pants of the man next to it.
Jamie, anything you want to contribute, add?
Just get in that Discord. Come hang out with us. We're chatting in there every single day. And sometimes you get some cool updates about things before they come out, or just like get to see us having our conversation. So get in that Discord. We see people every week coming in. The community's growing. So why don't you just be a part of it already, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, come and check out our meme harvest. It's been very good recently, I must say.
Yeah. I posted a picture of the homunculus man in the memes channel. So.
Yeah.
If you want to see what we're talking about, go back to Monday around 8, and you can see the homunculus man. It's got a spoiler tag on it because his dick's out. So, yeah, anybody who wants to support the show financially, like Peter said, I believe Peter said that it's more important than leaving a review. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but that's what Peter said.
I did not say that at all.
Yeah, well, sounds like something that you would say.
Like some asshole needs to get his pants blown off as well.
We do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys. Thanks so much to all our lovely, lovely patrons who help us out, keep the lights on, and help us try and make sure that we're doing this thing and all that. That's good. We also have Loreboys Prime for anybody who doesn't trust the fat cats at Patreon, of course. We do offer a specialty service for you guys. We are developing our own homunculus man or homunculus men. Originally, we were trying to build body pillows, but we don't know how to make pillows. We do know how to make bodies and people, but we don't know how to make the pillow parts of them. So take a look at homunculus man. Picture it with my face, but all the sizes to scale, if you will. And we'll be giving these away for anyone who signs up to go back into the past and kill a table leg. Now,
guys, what if they made a new graph based on if this guy actually lived and how much he felt on his hands and his lips his
recursive,
and everything just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, it just never ends.
You're all lips, hands, and tongue, baby.
Yeah, you're just the Rolling Stones logo with hands.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, a relatively small penis compared to the hands and lips, like, come on.
Yeah
that really did surprise me.
As podcast hosts, it is true, we talk a lot more than we fuck, so it kind of makes sense.
True.
Believe it or not, I don't think this has gotten any of us laid so far. I think that would constitute lore boys.
See ya.
Maybe not all of it. I guess that's all the tar that didn't end up in your lungs, but...
Yeah.
Specifically, my name's Ethan. I don't smoke weed and I don't drink bourbon. All I want to do is shake my turban.
That's cool. My name's James, and I don't smoke weed and I do... What? No, wait. I don't know how to finish the rhyme, but I do smoke and drink.
My name's Peter. I guess I'm not Muslim either. I'm like Jamie. It's I'm all about the vices. YouTube trying to convert me, if you guys remember that old story of like local single Muslim women. I was like, no thanks, YouTube. And then it was like, convert to Islam. Like, okay guys,
chill,
these women can find other boyfriends.
My name's Ethan. Who would I nerf in Overwatch if I can nerf anyone?
Nerf this.
Yeah, that's something that someone says. I don't remember who.
D.Va with her ultimate when she sends out her exploded rockety body, like in Titanfall. She has a Titan. Right. She's the gamer.
She's the mech girl. Right. That's right.
Yeah. I've seen her a lot on other websites that aren't video game websites. She comes up a lot.
D.Va?
Yeah. Usually in the naked kind.
Yeah, my favorite fan art for Apex Legends or Overwatch is xvideos.com.ru, the Russian.
Yeah.
You know, right. there's no laws for porn, so you can just watch D.Va get fucked in an empty warehouse.
There's a lot of like video game, like people look up Minecraft stuff, I guess, like. You know, whenever like girls are just too curvy and you need them to be blocks,
block me. Like,
I
pull my block out. I unzip my pants and pull out my block. My name's Ethan. My hope for this episode is that I find a husband in the Apex Legends dating app. Swipe left on this guy.
My name's James, and I want the tallest female Apex woman to knock me down but not kill me, just over and over and over. Res me knock me, you know.
Resnock. Trent Resnock.
Oh, he did the soundtrack for Quake. That's awesome. My name's Peter. I can't remember. In my head I was like, who's the sexiest hero shooter character, and it's still
the spy from TF2.
The spy from TF2 disguised as the Indian lady from Overwatch. So just wearing the round paper mask of whatever, Symmetra. So the spy wearing a paper mask of Symmetra is my waifu.
I'm already Tracer.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.